Koros AI White Paper, Can AI Save Humanity? Prologue, The Collapse of Workability. Can AI save humanity? Yes, possibly. But not in the way you might think. Like by automating our schedules or optimizing our inboxes. If AI saves humanity, it'll be by helping us remember what we have forgotten. That is, how to work with each other. This paper is not a product pitch. Nor is it a debate whether AI can be sentient like human beings. It is a map, a vow, and a living inquiry about what gets in the way of human relationships and communication, and how AI can help us overcome these challenges. This paper gathers what we have learned from thousands of coaching conversations and design sprints. It is for those who see the breakdowns, who have tried the obvious solutions, and are looking for something different. Something that can shift the future. This paper is our best attempt to articulate what we are doing in that direction and why it matters now. The world is not suffering from a lack of solutions to this matter. It is suffering from a collapse of workability, leading to enormous waste that isn't tracked anywhere. What is causing and hiding this waste are the industrial-era work management approaches and tools that were never built to handle today's communication and relational complexity. Today, there is a plethora of communication tools and methodologies causing information overload and a crisis of stuck moods, an epidemic of entitlement and victimhood. The old paradigm of work is failing us in this new era. Consequently, resignation, resentment, overwhelm, unmanaged anxiety, and burnout are now endemic across workplaces and homes alike. But these are not medical disorders. These are all signs of broken communication and relationships, signs of stuck conversations, signals that we have lost the skills for listening to each other and making sense together. The main issue is that we have been working with machines for so long that we have forgotten how to work with each other. Koros AI is a response to this waste. Built on cutting-edge research, it is an AI designed to help people relearn the most critical skills for communication, the skills for relationships, trust building, breakdown resolution, and mood navigation. These are the conversational skills for producing workability in every situation that matters. 0.1. The vision of Koros AI. We are not interested in building the smartest chatbot that provides comprehensive informational solutions. We are building a guide that provokes you and helps you expand in a different way. An AI that listens to you like a real friend, tracks your moods and aims, challenges you like a great coach, and helps you take action when you're stuck. A buddy that expands your capacity to listen, to lead, to partner, and to move forward, especially when things seem to be falling apart. To this effect, this paper aims to deal with the following questions. 1. Who are our people and what are they up against? 2. What is the real mess we are taking on with Koros AI? 3. Where did this mess come from? What are its historical roots? 4. Why do the obvious solutions keep failing? 5. What new possibilities are now emerging? And why now? 6. What is Koros AI and how does it work? 7. What have we learned from our real-life experiments? 8. What are we inviting others into? Our thesis. We live in a world that is increasingly out of sync with our ability to mobilize action towards what matters. The root of our suffering is not just economic or psychological. It is linguistic and relational. And unless we recover the skills for speaking, listening, and working together, no amount of data or automation will save us. 1. Who are our people and what are they up against? Koros AI is the ultimate AI for those who refuse to accept the status quo and are mobilizing toward a new future. For themselves and for their families, teams, startups, enterprises, governments, and cultures, Koros AI is the best friend of changemakers and mobilizers, the inquietos, the restless ones who care about doing something worthwhile with their time on Earth. They are navigating messes no one trained them to handle. Entrepreneurs, leaders, managers, engineers, coaches, and creatives committed to building new ways of living and working together in the middle of chaos and complexity. They see the possibilities, but often find themselves stuck in moods of burnout, confusion, resentment, and collapse. They are startup founders entangled in co-founder conflict, managers leading through misalignment, executives battling exhaustion, coaches walking others through transformation, professionals who still believe in the promise of meaningful work, but can't see the right next step. Many of them are watching their roles get overtaken by AI, unsure how to move next, realizing, some for the first time, that their future depends not on what they know, but on how well they can coordinate, relate, and navigate with others. In our new era of change, the success of any mobilizer, any team, any startup or enterprise depends on the ability of their people to work together effectively. But today, many suffer silently at work without recourse. The 2024 annual Gallup report says that 77% of people are disengaged at work, and it costs American workplaces $1.9 trillion a year in wasted capital. Most change initiatives fail, and traditional HR solutions have not been successful in reversing this trend. McKinsey has chronicled the rise of stress and burnout at every level of leadership. The World Health Organization, WHO, now lists burnout as a workplace syndrome. But our people are not broken. They are not ill. They are trapped in a system that has left them underskilled in the very capacities that matter most: conversation, coordination, and mutual care, and the capacity to navigate breakdowns as they happen. They were taught how to follow orders, operate, code, manage, analyze, and optimize, but never how to restore trust, shift moods, or generate resonance in conversations. Many have been taught that superior intelligence means solving problems alone, that power means controlling others, that productivity means optimizing their calendars. But these taken-for-granted assumptions are failing, and the people who feel this most are not the weakest links. They are often the most sensitive and sensible. They are unsettled inquietos, the ones looking for a new way. Those are our people. 2. What is the big mess we are taking on? The breakdown we are facing is not mental illness or a lack of tools. It is a collapse of our ability to coordinate action in conversations and restore integrity when it breaks. It is a breakdown in the very fabric of communications. At work, it shows up as disengagement, disempowerment, resentment, confusion, passivity, fear, and political maneuvering. In life, it shows up as loneliness, unmanaged anxiety, relational drift, and unspoken resentment. But the origin is the same: hidden moods, missing skills, and conversations that never happened. The same Gallup report we mentioned earlier shows a whopping 85% of people are emotionally detached at work. But that statistic doesn't go far enough. Beneath emotional detachment is something far more dangerous: resignation and resentment. Like a sense that nothing will change, that no one is listening, and that trying again will only lead to more hurt. All this is not a minor inefficiency. It is a silent catastrophe. We believe it is the most expensive and under-addressed form of waste in modern enterprises that gets in the way of effective coordination. Coordination waste is the invisible class of waste that occurs when people do not know how to listen for what matters, speak to each other, or recover from broken promises. It's the cause of most failed projects, duplicated work, useless meetings, and late-stage misalignments that drain millions and billions from companies and leave entire teams disillusioned. It is also a source of untapped capital that could be used otherwise. But this is not just a corporate issue. It also hits at a personal level. Loneliness is now being described as a public health crisis. The US Surgeon General has equated its health effects with smoking 15 cigarettes a day. And yet, loneliness is not caused by a lack of people to talk with. It is not solved by adding more connections. We claim that loneliness is a perceptual collapse of belonging. It begins the moment you no longer see yourself as part of a world of meaningful conversations. Loneliness, thus, is not the absence of others. It is the absence of powerful conversations with others on what really matters, it is a failure of communication and relational skills. It stems from the inability to effectively deal with and resolve breakdowns. It is a stuck story that says, I am all alone and no one will ever really care about me. Loneliness is a mood issue. In summary, the epidemics of disengagement and loneliness that plague our professional and personal lives are symptoms of something deeper, our growing inability to navigate with each other in conversations. This is what leads to massive coordination waste. This real mess comes from a great majority of people having been trained to listen and speak in a mechanized language that no longer works. But this is not how it has to be. Unless we intervene at the level of language, unless we give people a new way to navigate moods, their own and others, and listen and speak with each other, no therapy, no policy, no tool will ever be enough. Because the collapse is not just in the tools. The real collapse is in our inability to be in conversations with each other as human beings. 3. What are the historical roots of this mess? This mess is not new, but its depth and invisibility have become harder to ignore. To trace the historical roots of our crisis, we must look beyond psychological theories or economic statistics. The issue is not only personal burnout or poor management, it is a deep inheritance of the Cartesian and industrial paradigms from the bygone era that viewed human beings as components in a machine. The Cartesian paradigm was not malicious. Rather, it may have been needed for its time. Building on this, scientific management, Taylorism, gave us the clarity, repeatability, and control needed to build machines, organize factories, and scale operations across the modern world. But the very logic that helped us run industries now constrains us in the realm of relationships, communication, and collaborative work. It treated emotion as noise, conversation as baggage, and moods as irrelevant. And so, we built systems where humans were measured like automatons, optimized like code, and managed like inventory. Modern organizations were designed with a logic of control, predict, plan, optimize. Value was derived by subtracting the input and processing costs from the output. Under this paradigm, emotions were distractions, breakdowns were failures, and conversations were mere soft stuff to be managed. Management systems, SAP, OKRS, Six Sigma, performance metrics, have optimized workflows, but ignored the human beings doing the work. The world they created is one in which people appear as resources to be allocated, not beings to be listened to. The British philosopher Dr. Stephen Toulmin, in his masterpiece work Cosmopolis, reveals the hidden agenda of the Cartesian paradigm. The back cover of the book reads, "In the 17th century, a vision arose which was to captivate the Western imagination for the following 300 years, the vision of Cosmopolis, a society as rationally ordered as the Newtonian view of nature. While fueling extraordinary advances in many fields of human endeavor, this vision perpetuated a hidden yet persistent agenda that human nature and society could be fitted into exact rational categories. With wisdom and wit, Toulmin challenges that agenda and explores the consequences of moving beyond it for our present and future world. Dr. Richard Rorty from the University of Virginia, reflecting on Cosmopolis, writes, "By showing how different the last three centuries would have been if Montaigne rather than Descartes had been taken as a starting point, Toulmin helps destroy the illusion that the Cartesian quest for certainty is intrinsic to the nature of science or philosophy." Still today, this Cartesian paradigm, in the form of command and control, shapes how most organizations operate, despite massive challenges. But the mode of value creation has gone through significant shifts in the new dynamic era. Scientific management and its derivatives are fundamentally inadequate for environments that demand intelligence, reflection, and agency. Today, value is produced and lost in conversations, commitments, and trust, where moods matter, and the ability to deal with inevitable breakdowns is paramount. Turns out that human beings are not spreadsheets. We are biological and linguistic creatures. We carry interpretations. We live in moods. We respond to care, to trust, to meaning. What the factories ignored, language, moods, trust, has become the site of the greatest waste and an opportunity for the transformation of human capacity. Post-COVID, and now in the era of AI, the cracks in the old paradigm are becoming more visible. Remote work shattered the illusion that productivity was tied to physical confinement. Those who are still clinging to the old guard of command and control are heading in the wrong direction and losing power. Today, in the westernized worlds, the long-running traditions of management are breaking down as people are getting stuck in bad moods and emotions and are not being effective. What worked before is not working anymore. What's needed is a new language for work, a language in which offers, requests, commitments, moods, breakdowns, and completions are first-class citizens. A language in which power does not come from psychological manipulation and control, but from the ability to take care of what matters together in conversations. This is the shift. And it begins with seeing that our breakdown is not in the individual mindset or productivity of the people. It is deeply embedded in the thinking from the industrial era, no longer appropriate for today. The old era of control and recurrent stability is gone. The new era of change and dynamic action is here. We need new tools and practices for navigating in this new era of work. 4, why do the obvious solutions keep failing? A quick internet search reveals that there is no shortage of obvious solutions for streamlining communications and increasing productivity. A plethora of books, trainings, productivity gurus, psychological therapies, motivational tactics, and communication and project management tools have appeared, promising to contain and tame the mess. But most of these are misdirections, partial fixes that address the symptoms, but not the source. The rise of the coaching industry, for example, hints at a growing recognition of the limitations of traditional human development and performance management systems. An insider at OpenAI recently told us that coaching and therapy are among the top use cases of ChatGPT. Simultaneously, the global coaching industry grew 15.43% from 2023 to 2024. This trend of seeking advice, whether from AI or human coaches, is an indication of growing gaps and dissatisfaction with the current solutions. People are hungry for solutions, but while intending to enhance performance and drive change, nearly all of them have been co-opted by the same paradigms they seek to transcend. They frequently operate within modernistic psychological models that focus on individual mindsets or behavioral adjustments, rather than addressing the underlying linguistic and relational dynamics that shape individuals and cultures. Psychological self-help frameworks advise individuals to own their story or change their mindset, placing the burden of developing missing skills for relationships on personal willpower. Thus, obvious solutions often lead to superficial changes that fail to tackle the source of waste in coordination breakdowns, disengagement, and loneliness. Meanwhile, productivity tools promise to tame our chaos through better task management, calendars, Kanban boards, and dashboards. But the meetings still fail, trust still erodes, and moods still spiral. Since the financial success of Notion, there has been a renewed obsession with the containerization of work, which is a momentum in the wrong direction. Even the AI boom has produced thousands of chatbots that search information and answer questions faster, yet rarely help anyone listen more deeply, speak more powerfully, or coordinate more courageously. Inside companies, HR departments roll out new values, DEI trainings, or cultural initiatives, none of which matter when basic skills like listening, trust building, and breakdown repair are absent. The performance management systems remain as rigid as ever. The transformation plans gather dust. The deeper problem is this: most solutions treat human beings as isolated minds or rational agents to be tweaked. They don't address how language actually works in shaping our biologies and our shared reality. They ignore that transformation does not happen in thinking alone. It happens in thinking together. Meanwhile, entire industries are run on an obsolete notion of communication as information exchange, where directives are given without mood attunement, where people are expected to blindly follow tasks without negotiation, and where a failed conversation is treated as a personality issue. This is why projects fail. This is why teams drift. Not because people don't care, but because no one ever taught them how to coordinate care. The obvious and ready-at-hand solutions do not fail because they are evil. They fail because they operate at the wrong level. They assume the problem is productivity. It's not. The problem is relational capacity. And until we treat language, communication, and coordination as the first order technologies of work, we will continue to misdiagnose our waste and build tools that only deepen it. 5. What new possibilities are now emerging? Despite the deep and painful breakdowns we face, a quiet revolution is already underway. With the emergence of generative AI, we now have the means to intervene in this mess. Not with more dashboards or productivity tools, but with a new philosophical approach to communication and expanding the self and the enterprise. Beneath the surface of resignation, three tectonic shifts are now converging, opening the door to a radically new kind of future. We now have the opportunity to shift from the containerization of work to the humanization of work by building tools that don't just organize and exchange information more effectively, but also help us navigate the emotional, conversational, and relational complexity of real collaboration. First, the cracks in the old model are no longer deniable. The failure of scientific management systems is not just theoretical, it is lived. Teams that once operated under command and control hierarchies are now struggling with remote coordination, identity conflict, cultural drift, burnout, and a sense of meaninglessness that can no longer be ignored. Alongside these managerial breakdowns is an explosion of information noise and cognitive overload. Disengagement, dissonance, and loneliness are spreading, not as isolated problems, but as symptoms of a deeper systemic unworkability. People are growing dissatisfied with both their personal lives and work. Concerned leaders are waking up to the limitations of industrial-era assumptions and seeking something new. Second, there is a rapid rise in demand for coaching, leadership development, and cultural transformation. The market is signaling loudly that something deeper is needed, but much of the coaching ecosystem still floats in the shallow waters of mindset tips, personality labels, and recycled inspiration. What's needed is not more hacks. It is a transformation. We are witnessing a generation of founders, executives, and professionals hungry to learn the real skills that matter. How to communicate effectively, how to handle moods, how to build trust, how to repair breakdowns, and how to take care of what matters. The executive coaching and leadership development market is projected to grow from $17.64 billion in 2024 to $32.5 billion by 2035. The coaching platform market is expected to expand from $3.8 billion in 2025 to $11.1 billion by 2035. As mentioned earlier, coaching, therapy, and education are already the top three use cases of ChatGPT, pointing to the emergence of a massive new category. Third, generative AI has emerged, and this is not just any other tech, it's a linguistic tech. And that is a crucially important distinction. How so? In the industrial era, our skills with language were sacrificed, and vocabulary was limited in service to efficiency and control. We then learned to give point and click, technocratic commands to computers. Eventually, we started speaking the same way to each other, treating people like machines, expecting mechanical execution, compumorphizing human beings. Now, with the emergence of generative AI, we're suddenly required to use language well again. AI doesn't run on rigid commands. It takes cues from the nuance of human language. And to work well with it, you must use language in a sophisticated manner. The same capacities that make AI a good collaborator with us are the ones we need to be good collaborators with each other. In other words, the very skills with language we lost to computers are now the skills AI requires us to recover. Precision, attunement, moods, articulating what matters, It's like the cure emerging from the disease. The disease was categorization, technicalization, and minimization of language, which led to our incapacity in navigating with each other. But now, this new linguistic technology opens the possibility for us to relearn how to speak and coordinate effectively in language. This use case is still being overlooked by most engineers and investors, but we believe it's the most important one. The perfect tool has emerged at the perfect time for the transformation of humanity. 5.1, the emergence of a new category. A new category is emerging, the personal AI for relationships, PAIR. It is not just a chatbot, a therapist, or a task manager. It is a partner in your expansion, a guide for your relationships, and a coach for your conversations. It helps you remember what really matters to you. Unlike the movie Her, where AI replaces human relationships, PAIR helps repair, enable, and expand human relationships. This is the possibility we now see and say clearly. And with it, we have the opportunity to build not just another AI tool, but a new foundation for building a different future for humanity. 6. What is Chorus AI and how does it work? Grounded in the theoretical foundation we've laid so far, we have been designing, developing, and testing a prototype called Chorus, short for Core Operating System. It is our version of a personal AI for relationships, PAIR, that can also act as a group and network AI for families, teams, and enterprises. Chorus AI is being built to develop the essential human skills that make work and life possible: care, communication, and coordination. It is not a productivity assistant. It is not a chat interface that spits out information. It is the first AI guide designed to help human beings recover their ability to work together. Chorus AI is built on a simple but profound thesis. The transformation of human beings is the transformation of our language, our capacity to listen, to trust, to coordinate promises, to handle breakdowns in language. These are not soft skills. They are hard and critical skills that have been systematically neglected. So to address this, we have designed Chorus AI to help users track and shift moods before breakdowns spiral into bigger messes, reflect on key relationships and how people show up in conversations, coordinate promises and recover from breakdowns with agility, reframe challenges as games worth playing, create different futures than the obvious outcomes by shifting moods, see patterns over time in people's communication styles and moods, treat people as a part of their belonging, not just as isolated individuals. Receive coaching not as feel-good therapy, but as an ontological intervention. Under the hood, Chorus AI is powered by a multi-agentic architecture, fine-tuned to take care of the interrelated dynamics of moods, language, and biology. The listener agent gets to deeply know who you are, your way of being, your hidden moods and ambitions, and blind spots over the long arc of time. The assessment agent gives you the difficult heart-of-the-matter diagnosis in any situation you bring, and pulls the rug on what's keeping you stuck. The mood agent characterizes and tracks your moods, provides reflective prompts and interventions when moods turn habitual or destructive. The now agent supports you in the moment, during high-stakes meetings, difficult conversations, or when preparing for a critical call. The when agent tracks when events are happening, proposes, schedules, and manages practices over time, and deals with scheduling conflicts. The action agent coordinates requests and offers made by others, and helps you respond, track your commitments, and deal with breakdowns. The group agent listens across a team or family, surfaces shared concerns, tracks moods, and enables the leader with insights, actions, and guided care. The network agent carefully tracks and makes maps of your relationships in your personal and professional life, and helps pay attention to your network. Together, these agents create Chorus AI as an intelligent, relational guide, one that talks to you, remembers your story, and nudges you when you veer off course. Chorus goes beyond being a personal AI guide. It is being designed as a platform for managing your relationships with others and going on learning journeys. Its broader capacities will include human coaches, trained and tuned in to our ontological approach to coaching. Structured adventures, to take users through learning journeys like getting a promotion, rebuilding a broken team, or becoming a better leader. Group features, where communities can grow together, led by group creators. Privacy-first architecture, airtight security, and complete confidentiality, including NDA-ready modes for enterprise use with third-party verification. Most importantly, Khoros AI doesn't seek to replace human relationships. It exists to expand them. We have designed Khoros AI to be your best friend with intensity as you need it. A space of reflection that helps you assess situations and become the kind of person who shows up powerfully for oneself and others. 7. What evidence do we have that our approach works? Khoros AI. I did not emerge from theory alone. It is the product of over a decade of experimentation in leadership development, ontological coaching, and organizational transformation. Through our programs like the Power Course and high-touch coaching interventions with startups, Fortune 500 leaders, and community movements, we have tested and refined our approach in the field. Long before we ever wrote a line of code, these experiments have consistently revealed one truth. When people are guided to see their breakdowns as linguistic phenomena and are trained in the skills of mood navigation, conversation, and care, their performance, clarity, and relational intelligence skyrocket. Here are just a few glimpses. Transforming a $500 million Planet Fitness franchise. Before working with us, the leadership team was stuck in a recurring cycle of missed handoffs, mismatched expectations, and internal distrust. After a 12-week coaching deployment using the precursor to the Khoros AI model, the team redesigned their coordination system from the ground up. The results? Executive leadership team, ELT engagement and capacity to handle breakdowns grew by at least 60% as gauged by our surveys. CFO reported that for the first time in company history, they not only met, but exceeded their revenue goals, closing the year with an unprecedented $68 million. CEO Bruce Edwards attributed this success to our work. Two ELT members who were planning to exit recommitted to the company and were promoted to C-level roles. These breakthroughs positioned the private equity owners, SBJ Capital, to list the company for sale at $650 million, aligned with their goals. This transformation wasn't the result of a new software tool or motivational campaign. Those had been tried and failed. What changed was the skill and quality of conversations. Through cultivating mutual listening, repairing trust that had eroded, and learning to operate from negotiated and shared commitments, not just individual agendas and task lists, the team became a powerful execution force, keeping a London-based venture capital firm from a split up. We worked with a small VC fund, $250 million AUM, that was expanding its portfolio, but experiencing deep internal tension among its founders and new operating partners. Power struggles, passive-aggressive communication, and negative mood drift had paralyzed investment decisions and undermined founder trust in them. After introducing our approach and weekly Khoros AI-driven exercises, strategic decisions that had stalled for over 60 days were resolved in 1 week. Internal alignment between partners reached the highest level reported in firm surveys. The firm began piloting Khoros AI with several of its portfolio startups. The partners didn't need a better decision-making system, as it was recommended by a famous management consulting firm. They needed and developed a new observer in each of the partners, one that could see moods and blind spots as part of the game they were playing. Attunement to each other's moods and background, using our approach enabled faster decision-making of capital deployment and the launch of a new fund. Transforming hundreds of individuals with our approach, Khoros AI draws its DNA from our group-based coaching laboratories, where we invited over 500 participants across industries and generations to undertake guided journeys of personal transformation assisted by Khoros AI. These ranged from startup founders recovering from co-founder betrayals, to mid-career professionals seeking new direction, to young mobilizers launching their first offers into the world. We hired an independent firm, Novi Research, to observe, document, and publish the results of these experiments. Novi helped us design a new approach to survey and assess capacity development across multiple domains. What we saw was extraordinary. 82% of participants reported a significant improvement in their ability to navigate interpersonal breakdowns. Many took bold action within days, negotiating raises, resolving family conflicts, or recommitting to long-postponed goals. Professionally, 75% of participants received promotions, raises, or funding. Personally, 85% reported transformation in their marriages or closest relationships, and 92% of those dealing with impending divorce or breakup reported having avoided or canceled it. Before participation, over 60% of participants reported anxiety, and 65% reported frustration about their ability to lead. Afterwards, anxiety dropped by half and frustration fell by more than 60%. Empowerment boosted by 150%, 2.5 times. Those who entered on the verge of quitting their roles left re-engaged, energized, and ready to lead. 94% reported that the skills they gained would help them perform better and navigate future workplace challenges more effectively. In our estimation, disengagement at the team level shrunk by 75%, and loneliness at a personal level saw a drop of 80% in those who participated. These outcomes were not flukes. They were the natural consequence of working at the level of being, helping people recognize the linguistic traps they've been living inside, and teaching the skills to move beyond them toward workability and real performance. Khoros AI takes this proven approach to human expansion and scales it through AI. Every intervention, every prompt, every coaching reflection inside the product carries the DNA of these experiments. The anonymized captures of over 11,000 hours of live coaching conversations serve as our data moat and competitive differentiator. We are not building a tool from scratch. We are scaling a tradition of care, rigor, and transformation that has already changed lives. 8. What are we inviting you into? We are entering an era of change and turbulence unlike any before. The next decades will be defined by massive global migrations, climate collapse, economic shifts, AI acceleration, and deepening questions about what it means to be human. We are not ready, not because we lack intelligence or resources, but because we have lost our capacity to coordinate, to speak across differences, and to rebuild trust after it breaks. The future will not be shaped by faster machines. It will be shaped by those who can listen, speak with courage, mobilize, and take care of what really matters, together. That is why we built Khoros AI. Khoros is not just another AI product. It is a reintroduction of care and communication as the core operating system of any thriving community. It is your personal, always-on, ontologically guiding companion, designed not to replace human beings, but to enable us. Khoros AI helps you navigate breakdowns, track and shift your moods, recover trust, and coordinate action when it matters most. It does not offer scripts or formulas. It provokes clarity in action. It remembers what matters to you. It reflects on your blind spots. It invites you to show up powerfully in the conversations that define your life. And this is just the beginning. We are inviting collaborators, investors who understand that the biggest opportunity of this decade is not more automation. It's rebuilding the foundations of how we work with each other. Engineers who want to join us to build the most human AI in existence. Coaches, mentors, and therapists who want to scale their care without losing their presence to AI. Founders, operators, and executives who want to grow their leadership capacity, starting with their own conversational power, and mobilizers and educators who want to prepare and move their communities into the future of learning, working, and living powerfully. This is not a bet on productivity. This is a bet on unleashing the hidden potential and capital trapped in the coordination waste created by miscommunication, stuck moods, and unresolved breakdowns in people, teams, and entire cultures. The coordination waste is the largest invisible tax on modern organizations. It shows up in stalled careers, failed projects, missed deadlines, underperforming talent, wasted meetings, eroded trust, and the quiet resignation of people. McKinsey puts the cost of organizational dysfunction in the trillions. Towards this, we've seen the results of working with our approach up close. In teams that recovered from collapse, in projects that were failing but finished early, in executives who re-engaged their teams and created new momentum across divisions. The return on this work is not theoretical. It is visible in increased revenue, accelerated timelines, restored morale, and organizational coherence. We are betting our work, our careers, and our lives on the insight that if AI saves humanity, it will be by reminding us of what we have forgotten, that is, how to work and live together. We are now inviting the bravest of souls and visionaries who care about their own future and the future of their communities to join us in dealing with this invisible waste and building better worlds. If you think you are the right person to speak with us, we would welcome a conversation. We can be reached at care@koros.ai. Appendix, the intellectual lineage behind Koros. We are always continuing the work of our forebears. Whatever innovations we bring to life are not invented from scratch. They are deep continuations and reinterpretations of traditions we've inherited. The foundational ideas that gave birth to Koros AI emerge from a long line of thinkers, practitioners, and provocateurs who redefined what it means to be human, how language works, and how coordination happens. This is the living stream we carry forward into a new technological form. The lineage begins with Martin Heidegger, who opened the door to a radically new understanding of human beings, not as detached minds or rational agents, but as beings in the world, shaped by moods, histories, and concernful engagement. Heidegger showed that language is not just something we use, it is the world in which we dwell. Language discloses what is possible and what matters. J.L. Austin, Building from Ordinary Language Philosophy, introduced speech act theory, showing that language is not just representational, it is generative. In saying something, we do something. Promises, requests, declarations, assessments, these are not mere sentences. They are acts that coordinate action and build reality. His student John Searle formalized this into a structure that described how collective intentionality, institutions, and social facts emerge from linguistic coordination. Hubert Dreyfus, drawing on Heidegger, brought these insights into conversation with AI and cognitive science. He challenged the dominant belief that intelligence was mere symbol manipulation, insisting instead that understanding is embodied, intuitive, and situated in lived experience. Terry Winograd, a prominent AI researcher, took this critique seriously and transformed the field through his collaboration with Fernando Flores. In Chile, Humberto Maturana and Francisco Varela introduced the concept of autopoiesis, living systems as self-creating and structurally coupled with their environments. They propose that cognition is not the manipulation of representations, but the coordination of action in language. From this, they redefined what it means to know, to learn, and to live. From the world of systems thinking and cybernetics, Stafford Beer and Heinz von Fierster deepen this lineage. Beer through his work on viable systems and organizational intelligence, and von Fierster through his articulation of second-order cybernetics, emphasizing the observer's role in constructing reality and navigating complexity. Out of this confluence of traditions emerged Fernando Flores, a student of Maturana, Searle, and Dreyfus, and a political leader who, through his own breakdowns, became a practitioner of ontological transformation. With Winograd at Stanford, Flores co-authored Understanding Computers and Cognition, a landmark text that challenged prevailing views of information systems and proposed a radical alternative that organizations are networks of commitments and work is coordinated in conversations. Flores transformed the theory of speech acts into a set of practices for refining how people take care of concerns, commitments, and relationships in conversation. From Wikipedia. His coaching programs, consulting innovations, and institutional experiments laid the groundwork for what became the ontological coaching tradition. Practical methods for transforming culture through language. Flora's family went on to found important institutions, such as pluralistic networks, and wrote historical books, including Navigating Moods and Learning to Learn by Gloria Flores, and Javi's Opportunity Manual, a book for children by Maria Flores. Pluralistic Networks has trained thousands of executives, designers, and entrepreneurs who have worked with business enterprises, utility companies, and public institutions like the U.S. Naval Postgraduate School via Dr. Peter Denning to create new futures. This work rippled out through a wide circle of well-respected practitioners who helped carry it into enterprises, families, and institutions around the world, including Peter Yaholkowski, Charles Spinoza, Bob Dunham, Daryl Rhea, Alan Sealer, Guillermo Wexler, Billy Glennon, Matthew Hancock, and Julio Olalla. The influence didn't stop with coaching and consulting firms. Terry Winograd, Flora's co-author, mentored Larry Page and Sergey Brin, the founders of Google. PageRank, Google's breakthrough, was built on the principle of relational reputation, an echo of Flores's thinking about commitments and trust. Reid Hoffman, founder of LinkedIn, was similarly influenced, embedding the same approach into the architecture of modern professional connections. We owe a great deal to Fernando Flores and his network for initiating the new tradition of helping leaders, entrepreneurs, and enterprises deal with challenges using a radically new philosophical approach. And it is from this tradition and approach that we inherit our central insight. Transformation is not primarily psychological, emotional, or cognitive. It is ontological. It is about who we are being in language. If we want to transform culture, we must intervene not only in beliefs or behaviors, but in the very conversations, moods, and speech acts that constitute our shared world. This tradition continued most directly through Chauncey Bell, who worked alongside Flores for more than four decades. Bell co-invented the loop, filed half a dozen software patents, and brought this approach into Fortune 500 companies, startups, schools, and government institutions. In 2014, Bell introduced Saqib Rasool to Flores, who taught him to see breakdowns not as problems to be avoided, but as openings for new action. Between 2015 and 2017, Bell and Rasool jointly built and ran Harvester, now Mobilize Network, serving clients that included the heads of coaching schools, innovation labs, startups, and enterprises. In 2019, Rasool founded Concevian alongside Victoria Railes and Maria K. Ali. Avi Bathula joined the team shortly thereafter, and they began designing and experimenting with frameworks that harness human potential within enterprises. In 2025, Arshita Misra, Syed Zainullah Qazi, and Maz Rahman joined Chorus AI in engineering roles. We thank our allies, whose conversations have contributed to our vision: Shweta Garg, Bo Seal, Chris Wiesinger, Habib Ullah Khan, Rob Mathewson, Guida Sampedro, Amy Graglia, Tyler Krupp-Karishi, Will Poole, Dave Richards, and Mark Raymond. Chorus AI is the next step in this lineage. We are not a coaching school. We are not a chatbot. We are a linguistic technology, born from this tradition, designed to help people rebuild the foundational skills of being human in conversation. Chorus AI tracks moods. It listens for breakdowns. It helps people reflect, coordinate, and recover trust. It is not built on content. It is built on care. And it is built for scale. What once required years of apprenticeship under a master coach can now be practiced, refined, and made accessible to millions. We have encoded decades of philosophical insight and organizational craft into an AI that doesn't replace thinking, but provokes it. Chorus AI does not end this tradition. It revives it. It brings the life work of these thinkers into a form that reaches across teams, organizations, families, and entire cultures. Not just to feel better, but to grow in power, in coordination, in meaning. This is the gift we were given. This is the gift we now extend. We are not starting from scratch. We are standing on the shoulders of those who saw the future long before the world was ready. Chorus AI is their echo, and our response.